Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont called Experiencing God's Manifested Glory. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
If you have your Bibles handy with you, I'm going to ask you please to open up to Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 21. Well, Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. We're talking about experiencing God's manifested glory. And today we want to get to talk about your potential in God. And we want to get to the source of that potential in your life. You see, that source or that potential in your life is connected to the glory of God. The potential that God has placed in you is part of that glory. Part of that potential is here in this scripture, which we will read. This is the potential that God has placed in you. When you have it, verse 20, verse 21, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's read it out loud together. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ha ha. Amen. Ain't nothing else we can say. That's it. Amen. This is it. This is what God had intended from the beginning. And after God said what he had to say about it, so be it. That's what amen means. So be it. Amen. So, this is talking about, it says, now unto him. Him who? Who are we talking about? God. Now unto him. Something's going to take place that will be unto him. Something is going to happen that will be for him. It says, now unto him that is able, hallelujah, to do exceeding, not just exceeding, abundantly. Not just abundantly, above. Not just exceeding, abundantly, and above, but above all that we could ask or think. According to the power that worketh where? That worketh in us. So what is inside of you is, and inside of me, or inside of us, is exceeding. Not just exceeding. What's in you is exceeding and abundantly. Not only is it exceeding and abundantly, but it's exceeding and abundantly above all. Three people are excited that there's abundance inside of them. Three people are excited that there is exceeding inside of them. Three people were excited that they are above. They are above all things. Whatever they could ask or think. Hallelujah. All that power is inside you. All that power. What power? The exceeding power of God. The abundant power of God. The power that places you above, not beneath. The power that makes you above all things, not subject to nothing. All that power is in us. All that power is resonant on the inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's unto him. Why is it unto him? Verse 21, because it's unto his glory. He put it in you so that he can get the glory. And that glory will come into you and will manifest itself in the church. Are you in the church?
Yes.
Amen. It will manifest itself in the church by Christ Jesus, or by Jesus Christ. In other words, it will only manifest through Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 That's the way it is. That's the way it works. That's the way it is. Amen. Well, y'all can go home now. Because you got enough right there. God created the man. He created the man out of himself. Why did he create the man out of himself? Because wherever something comes from, that determines the potential of the thing. Everything is made up. Everything is made up of the same stuff that it came out of. See, this scripture here is kind of foreign to everyone because they don't realize that this is you, but it's normal to God because of where you came from. We think it's, my goodness, that's too far. That's too much. Well, that's who God is. God's not just more than enough. He's too much. Amen. He said he's exceeding abundantly above all. What's that? Too much. You can't handle it all. All of that is inside you. All that's inside. Resonant. He's El Shaddai, the God who is more than you could ask or think. The God who shows up. One thing about God and his nature is that he's always looking for more. And you'll see that. He's always looking for more. Hallelujah. And when that nature gets in you, you won't settle. You won't. There's no way to be satisfied. No way to be satisfied in God. You can't live a satisfied life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God didn't create you to be satisfied. He created you so he can show himself strong in the earth. So he can move through you. Amen. Glory to God. So everything that is made up of the same stuff that it came out of. So when God created man, he created the man out of himself. That's why it says he's going to do these things and he's able to do these things through the power that is in us. You see, If you take a plant and you examine the elements of a plant, you will find out that the plant came out of the dirt. But if you examine the elements, you'll find out that the plant is 100% dirt. Its components are all the components that are in the dirt. That's why when it dies, it turns back to? Come on, church. Every living animal is made up from the living elements of the dirt or the earth. That's why it has to eat these elements in order to live. That's why they eat grass, because it came from the dirt. But it's a living element that came from the dirt. That's why they eat other animals, because they're elements that came from the dirt. They eat that just to survive and to stay alive. But even when they die and they go back to become what? The dirt. Well, when God created you, He didn't want to create you from the earth. He didn't want to create you and put limitations on you. Because if He created you from the natural, then you would be limited to the natural. So God decided to create you from Himself. Therefore, if He was going to create you from Himself, then whatever it is that comes out is already made up of the stuff on which it came from. So when God created you out of Himself, therefore you were filled or made up with the things that make up God. You have the same components in you that God has. That's what you're made of. And because of that, your potential, the potential in you is now determined by God, not by you. What you can be is based on what God determines for you to be. How far you can go is based on how far God wants you to go. Your whole potential is in God's hands. It's determined by Him, not by you. He said it is beyond what you could ask or think. But He's able. Oh, come on, somebody. He's able to use that same potential in you to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. Where is He going to do it? Where is He going to do it? In us, in you. That's where He's going to do it. Why? Because the potential He put there and the potential in you, He's able to use it. Amen. You see, without God, that potential does not exist. It doesn't exist for you. Without God, you're not living a life that's without limitations. You're limited in what you can do. You're limited to the elements of the earth. You're limited to the conditions of your environment. You're limited to what others will allow. You're limited to what your own thinking will allow. You're limited to what your own physical abilities will allow. You're limited. Basically, without God, all you can do is survive. But with God. Hey, all the gloves come off. Hallelujah. You now have a life that is filled with potential. Nothing shall be impossible to you. With God, nothing is impossible because all things are possible. Hallelujah. With God, your potential is unlimited. Can you say unlimited? Can you just imagine living a life with unlimited potential? Nothing's impossible to you. That's what manifestation is. God wants to manifest himself in your life. In other words, what you didn't think could happen does happen, will happen, has happened. And all you sit there and go, my goodness. You ain't got nothing to say except glory to God. Glory to God. That's manifestation. And that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to manifest that in your life. And he says in his scripture, he says he is able to do all of this through you because of the power that he, or the potential he has placed in you, so that he can receive the glory and that the church can be benefited, and that it will operate in the church. Watch this. It will operate in the church, not just now, but throughout all generations. In other words, when you learn this and your children learn it, and your children's children learn it, we just keep passing it on and on and on and on. When the church realizes this, they're not going to sit back and try and hide from the world. They'll realize that they are the ones who are the light of the world, and they can begin to take over the world and begin to just spread this from one generation to the next. If God wants you blessed, doesn't he want your children blessed? Yes. Amen. Listen, when God blessed Abraham, did he bless Abraham for Abraham only? No. He blessed Abraham for who? For Isaac. He said, I'm going to bless you and your seed. Then he blessed Isaac. He said, Isaac, I'm blessing you because I blessed your father. Yes. Come on, church. Yes. Then I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to bless your seed because of your father. Yes. Then he blessed Jacob. He said, Jacob, I blessed you because of your father, Isaac, and your father's father, Abraham. See, when God operates, he doesn't operate on just one level. We think one dimensional, but God thinks generations. And if you were looking at scripture in verse 21, it's telling you he's doing this. He's going to do verse 20 throughout all the ages in the church. And so in other words, he's going to start with the church, and he's going to do it as long as the church exists. He's going to do it throughout every generation. Amen. What? He's going to manifest his glory. So how many of you are ready to get manifest the glory of God? Then he finally said, and it will only get manifest through Jesus Christ. That's the only way it's going to be manifest. And then he says, amen. In other words, so be it. Amen. We don't need to say nothing else. I don't need to say nothing else. That's the way it's going to be. Amen. So all we need to do is what? Understand what this is. Understand how it works. Because it already is. I'll say that one more time. It already is. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you want to do it or not. I mean, if you don't know it, that's just the facts. Because you're getting ready to find out the truth. You're getting ready to get exposed today. You're about to get exposed today.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, we're getting ready to get exposed. Amen. The reason why you were born, listen to me, the reason why you were born, the reason why you were created is because God created you, filled you with himself, and filled you with his glory for the single purpose of you exposing his nature. That was it. That's the reason why you're here. You're here to expose God's nature. Well, I thought I was here to raise a family. I thought I was here to pastor a church. I thought I was here to evangelize. I thought I was here to get soul saved. I thought I was here to get rich. I thought I was here to, but no. You were created to expose his nature. Now, all those other things are just simply areas in which God can manifest himself. But your purpose for being here is simply to expose the nature of God. And if you don't, and with you knowing that, it's going to make your whole Christian walk and your whole life a lot easier. That's why you were born. That's why you were created. You are not here by accident. You're here to expose the nature of God. That's why I said you're going to get exposed today.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all still thinking in the natural. Glory to God. Help them out, Lord. All right, well, praise God. We'll get there, and you'll see very clearly. Look at John chapter 15 with me, please. Hallelujah. I tried to give y'all a chance. Tried to give y'all a chance to get up and get revved up, but y'all ain't want to receive it. And so now we're going to find out why you ain't get revved up. Hallelujah. Y'all had a chance to fake it. And we're going to expose you now. All right. Amen. John chapter 15. Are you there? Verse 1 says, I am the true vine. My father is the husbandman. Jesus is speaking here. And he says, I am the true vine. The word vine here means source of life. Source of life. Jesus said, I am the true source of life. The fact that Jesus had to say, I am the true vine, means that there are false vines.
Right.
And there are many false vines. Jesus said, I am the true vine. There are many false vines. Anything that you decide or you make up your mind, you're going to live your life based on this particular reason, that becomes a false vine. Because a vine is where the life is. The vine is the source of the life. And there are many people who's made up their mind that they're going to live their life not based on Jesus, but they're going to live their life based on the education that they have. That's a false mind. You're going to live your life based on how intelligent you are. That's a false mind. All your decisions are made based on how educated you are, how intellectual you are. You're going to live your life based on that. I mean, there are many people out there who try to live this way. And Jesus said, that's a false mind. There are people who are trying to live their life based on a certain religion. That's a false vine. Jesus said, anything that you try and live off of or live by, some code, something you'd have made up in your mind, or something someone gave to you, and you expect to live your life based on that, he said, that's false. That's a false vine. The only true life is me. He said, I am the true vine. He can't get no plainer than that. I am the true vine. In other words, I am the source of life. Buddha can't give you no life. Muhammad can't give you no life. Amen. We got Christians who want to live their lives based on a name. They want to live their life based on I'm this and I'm that. They want to make up names. I'm Baptist, I'm Methodist. I'm Presbyterian, I'm Lutheran, I'm all kind of stuff. All of them, that's false. If that's what you're going to base your life on. And it's a shame. Jesus said, I am the true vine.
Yes.
I'm the true vine. Don't try and give me no name. You want to call me something? Call me what I am. I'm a child of God. Child of the Most High God. That's who I am. Said, I am the true vine. And my Father, he's the husbandman, or he's the gardener. Every branch in me. So if the Father is the gardener, what does a gardener do? Now watch this. The gardener's job is to watch over the vine and over the branches. He pays attention to both of them. Jesus is saying, I am the vine, but my Father, he's the one who pays attention to me and the branches. You're the branches. We are the branches. Amen? He says, every branch in me that beareth not what? That beareth not fruit, God taketh away. The branches are supposed to be bearing what? Fruit. Now, what is the fruit? Let's understand the fruit. The fruit is the glory. You see, the glory of the tree is not the seed. And it's not the tree. The glory of the tree is the fruit. If you have a seed, you got a tree. But you don't have no glory.
Amen.
Amen. If you plant the seed and the tree grows, you got a tree. but you don't have no glory. But when that tree bears fruit, that's when that tree has fulfilled its purpose and has reached its glory. That's when you can taste and see how good the tree is. The glory of the tree is what? The fruit. Amen. The potential of the tree is the seed. In other words, if I had the seed, if I had a bag of seeds, apple seeds, in my hand, I had a bag in my hand full of apple seeds, that means that I'm walking around with an orchard. I had the potential of an orchard. Amen. I don't have the fruit, but I got the potential. Amen. Jesus said, I am the vine, or I am the tree. The branches will come out of me. And when they come out of me, they're going to produce fruit. So the glory is going to come through me. The potential is in me. Because I am the seed. Because God spoke unto Abraham and said that he will manifest himself through the seed. Not seeds as in many, but seed as in one. So all the potential was placed in the one seed. And the one seed was Jesus. So all the glory was placed into Jesus, but the glory had to be manifested in Jesus, but it had to come through the branches to show up. If Jesus is the vine and you are the branches, where is the glory going to show up? Talk to me, somebody. It's going to show up. Where? In you. In me. Somebody say, in me. Amen. Hallelujah. The purpose as to why you're here is to bear that fruit, or to expose the glory or the nature of God. Now we can read on, and now you'll see. I'm the vine. My Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that beareth not what? Fruit, he taketh away. He taketh away. If anybody here has any knowledge of gardening, you know that if there's a branch that is on the main stem, see, all the life flows in through the vine. Everything flows into the vine. And the vine feeds off and gives forth life into the branches. The only reason why the branch is alive is because of the vine. And the vine is the one that's feeding into the branch so the branch can produce. But if the branch just refuses to produce and all it wants to do is just hook on, then it's taking life. It's taking life from the rest of the plant. So in order for the vine to survive, and in order for the plant to survive, in order for it to be taken care of, you got to take off that one branch that is not producing. Amen. You've seen it before. You've seen that where a tree in your yard, maybe, or on the street, you see where a tree is hanging out, but there's some, and there's leaves everywhere, but on this one or two branches, they're just hanging out there. But nothing is growing. They're on there, but in order for the tree to continue to grow, in order for the whole thing to continue to grow, they got to cut off those branches. Well, here, God is saying that people who come into the body of Christ, they get saved, but they don't want to do anything else. They don't want to do anything else. God will give them an invitation and bring them home early. Why? Because they're in the way. Boy, did that get quiet in here. Boy, oh boy. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Amen.
God said it. The Father will take them and move them, take them out. Take them away. Pastor, why you say that? I didn't say it. I'm just repeating what the Word said.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, he said, that's why many of you fall asleep and die early because you're not discerning the purpose of the body. God's not looking at just you. He's looking at the body. He's looking at the whole body. He's looking at the whole tree. He's concerned about the whole tree. Jesus opened up by saying, I am the vine. True. I'm the tree. If the branches don't want to produce, he'll take them out. How do you think you got in? How do you think you got in the first place? Listen to me. You got in the first place because Jesus came. I've come to the house of Israel. He came to Israel. Israel was the branches. But because they rejected him, God removed those branches. And the Bible said, because he removed those branches, why? Because they refused to bear fruit. They refused to let God finish what he started. And that was to manifest his glory. And then the Bible said, then he engrafted in those who will be saved in Christ Jesus. That's how you got in. So is everybody all right with this? Whether you're all right or not, that's the way it is. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, you better get ready to bear some fruit. Glory to God. What is fruit anyway? Fruit is whatever it is whatever is produced out of you that will give God glory. That's fruit. Whatever comes out of you that is produced by you that will give God glory, that's fruit. Amen. Now look, listen to what it says here. Watch this. It says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch, he's talking about us, that beareth fruit, he what? He purges what? It who? What's he talking about? He's going to purge the branch. He purges the branch that it may produce what? That it may bring more fruit. Like I said, God's always looking for what?
More.
Come on, he's always looking for
more.
And
more.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so when you get hooked up with God, you better start looking for
more.
And
more.
And
more.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Better start looking for it. That's the nature of God. God just can't give you something. Lord, can you just help me out of this? If God reaches out to help you, it's going to be exceeding, abundant, above all you could ask or think. It's going to be more and then more and then more.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Come on, church. Stay in here with me. Hang in here. Oh, I'm trying to teach you. Praise God. Glory to God. If I get too excited, don't mind me. Forget about that man behind the curtain over there. Every branch that beareth fruit, he what? Purges it. In other words, if he sees the Christian, first he sees the Christian who doesn't want to bear fruit, he's going to take him away. So he won't take away from the one who's trying to bear fruit. He won't take anything away or opportunities away from those who are trying to bear fruit.
Amen.
These are people who, I mean, they're doing everything they can. They study, they pray, you know, they go to services. They're trying to be obedient to God. They're trying to do things. Why? Because they want to produce something in their life. And God sees them trying to produce. So he comes along and he will purge that person. That the word purge means he will come along and he will cleanse, purify. He will begin to clip away or take away things. He's not going to take them away. He's going to take away things that are keeping them from producing. So when God sees these Christians trying to produce the fruit in their life, trying to be productive as Christians in their life, God comes along and he says, as the gardener, he says, let me help them out. And he starts to clip out things out of their life, things that are keeping them from being productive. Keep them from growing as a Christian. He comes along. He starts to clip out those bad habits. All those bad habits that you got. All those things that you said, I don't know, I just got to keep doing this. God comes along, snips it right off. Why? Because it's keeping you from manifesting his glory. He comes along and he begins to clip away, glory to God, at all of those bad attitudes. You know those attitudes, those ugly attitudes. One day you feel good, the next day you feel bad. God said, this won't do. This just won't do. He comes on, he has to clip, he starts clipping away at all that attitude you got. Hallelujah. He said, the joy of the Lord is going to make you strong. You can produce a whole lot more with a whole lot more joy in your life. Then he comes along and he starts to clip all those bad relationships you got in your life. All them people that don't want you seeking God, going to church, spending more time with God than you do with them. He comes along and starts clipping, breaking off them relationships, getting them out of your life. Hey, I got to prune it, he said. I got to get more fruit out of there. Hallelujah. He clips it so you can bear more fruit. God sees you working. And he begins to clip it away. And how does he clip at you? How does he start taking his stuff away from you? Oh, praise God. Look what he said in verse 3. He just told you. He said, now are you what?
Clean.
Now are you clean. Hallelujah. Now are you clean through the what? Through the word which I have spoken unto you. Every time you come to church, every time you hear the word, every time the word of God is preached to you, every time the word of God is spoken to you, God starts clipping away. Every word begins to remove all those things in your life that will keep you from being productive. All those things that are holding you back. All those things that are stopping you from being what God called you to be. Everything that's keeping you limited, God starts clipping it away. Every time you hear the word, snip, snip, snip. That's why you're here right now, because we're snipping you. Hallelujah. And some of you looking like you don't want to be snipped. But it's too late. You shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have come here. Hallelujah. Because this is a snipping ministry. Hallelujah. You don't come to this church unless you want to bear fruit. Hallelujah.
Excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.